Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows you don't want to sacrifice reliability for savings. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select LG appliances and purchase two or three select major appliances to get an additional 10% off. Save big on LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.
Nation, y'all! Hey! Hey, what are we dishing about today?
The Golden Globes had their best moment in years thanks to Snoop Dogg. We'll explain.
Plus, you're not going to believe what Alec Baldwin did while his wife, Hilaria, was in labor.
Ooh. And I'm so excited because my girl, Miss Alfreda's from the Russ Parr Morning Show, is back with us today. Welcome, Alfreda.
Thank you, darling. I'm glad to be back. Hey, y'all.
Plus, we got a legend here with us. Yeah, man. She's a comedian actress, and she's dangerous with those Christmas nails. Yo, make some noise for my girl, my Shiro, Lunae!
Yes!
Oh, my God. But first, what we got, man? Tanner?
Okay, guys. Real serious story here. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have been separated for a while now. Mm-hmm. And even though Kanye wants that old thing back, Kim has filed papers to move forward with the divorce. Shocking. Get this. She says that counseling is not going to help them. In court documents, she said, "No counseling will be of any value at this time. Kanye and I both deserve the opportunity to build new lives." That's my Kim.
Pretty spot on.
She went on to say, "Yeah, therefore, I'm asking that my request to bifurcate and terminate our marital status be granted." Guys.
Why are you using those big words, Tanner?
That's a lot of words like that on
Exactly.
Famous. That's how you flex on people when you get to be a lawyer.
I got a headache after that word.
The baby bar. Are you guys surprised that counseling isn't going to help here, though?
No, hell no. Not at all.
Here's the point. They've already been to counseling.
Yeah.
They've already done it. So that would just be more counseling, be redundant. Kim, run for your life.
He was probably like, "Why are you using those big words, Kim, huh?"
It may not have confused him, but it confused the hell out of me.
You're not going to fornicate, then you got to bifurcate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
No fornication. You have to bifurcate.
Well, speaking of breakups, honey, this is so sad, y'all. Another couple is calling it quits, honey, and that's Boston Red Sox legend David Ortiz and his lovely wife, Miss Tiffany. Now, they've been together, y'all, for 25 years and married for 19. Plus, they have, y'all, two gorgeous children together. Mm. Now, Tiffany announced her split with Big Poppy on Instagram. Now, y'all, Frida, honey, you want to read, honey, what she said?
I sure will. She said, "We have made the decision to go into a new phase of our life journey together, not as a couple, but as friends and co-parents to our amazing children."
They bifurcated.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, Alfreda and Lunae, y'all, honey. So, ladies, y'all, how do you feel about it, y'all? Could you be friends with your ex, y'all?
Hell no.
What?
Because they always want that old thing back. Always. I don't care who it is. They're always trying to get that old thing back.
When Alfreda's done, she is done. She's moving
on. Right. Bye-bye.
I am friends with all my exes.
Me too.
What?
And from time to time, they can get that old thing.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I'm friends with my ex.
You are?
Yeah.
And do y'all ever do anything that friends don't do?
No, because it's just not the same, honey. You look at him, you're like, uh-uh. But, we friends.
Okay. I have way lower standards than that. I'm cool. I just need to know, you know, maybe it wouldn't be right, but I want to find out.
All right. Yesterday it went down, man. The Golden Globe nominations came, and the Hollywood Foreign Press Association gave us an early Christmas present in the form of Snoop Dogg reading the nominations. Now, with all the categories, there's a lot of names to read, a lot of international names as well. Mm-hmm. And Uncle Snoop, he powered through the best he could. Good, and he gave us some comic relief along the way. Check him out.
Ben Affleck, my fault. Sorry about that, Ben. Ben Affleck, the Tender Bar. Dennis Villanueva, Dune.
Ben Affleck. It's like, you know, when they like ask the kid in class that can't read that well to read, and it's like,
and you're like, I'm the foreign press, because I think they just tried to set him up to bring a black man down.
They knew
he smoked too much weed earlier, and they really couldn't pronounce that. Yeah. Snoop, I'm riding with you, dog.
He couldn't pronounce Ben Affleck. Are you serious?
No, but the fact that he just kept rolling with it, like he was strong and wrong, but with confidence.
Happens sometimes. We forgive you, Snoop. I mean,
we forgive you.
Everybody.
I would also give anything for Snoop just to say my name wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, just the fact that he said my name.
I would love to say your name. Right in your ear.
Do y'all need some privacy?
Let me just put it out there.
All right, I don't know too many women who would deal with this, but Hilaria Baldwin said her husband, Alec Baldwin, shushed her during labor and almost sent her running to get them papers. Wow, Hillary. Right. Hilaria said, let me do this in a Spanish accent because she's from Spain.
When my
husband told me to shush during labor, I knew our marriage was over. Alec shushed me while I was in labor with Rafa, and he was on the phone. Shush, you can keep it down.
What?
But after Alec got a dose of Hilaria's rage, he realized he sounded like an ass, and he cowered, and he never shushed her again in the delivery room. Nunca ever again.
Yeah, anybody who knows me knows that if you want to get the wrath, shush me.
Yeah.
Whether I'm in labor or not, don't shush me. Yeah. I'm not no child. That's
number
one.
But you don't have to be a child or not to be. I think he did what was right.
If you are indeed having a child and somebody shushed you, she should have squirted that amniotic fluid straight in his face.
Yeah. Oh, wow. All right.
He wasn't worried about those noises when they were making the baby.
I think he's used to seeing babies produced on sets as opposed to in real life. Yeah. Like, you can't shush a real woman who's going through a real thing at a real time like that.
Lunel and Alfredis, did you say anything crazy when y'all were in labor? Like,
I looked at my daughter's father and I said, who are you? It was that anesthesia.
Yes. I just said, get out. Get out.
You really did say get out?
I really did. And he was like, you're not serious. I was like, no, I am. Get out.
It's a tough from the being. As a person who's gone through this like four times, it's like watching the ship being pulled out of the bottle.
Yes. You have more. You love your wife so much when you realize what she did for you, but then it...
Yes.
It's like a magic trick with an actual human.
Yeah. Well, after all that, Hilaria and Alec might want to consider a vow renewal. And I think I found the perfect person to make it all happen. Lil Boosie Badass. The rapper is now a minister, and he's willing to officiate your special day for the lovely low price of $75,000 to $100,000.
Oh, wow. $100,000.
No, see, I'm serious. So for that amount of money, my wedding better be lit, okay? He better give me some beautiful vows and perform, wipe me down, all that. He got a whole bunch of kids, too. They all need to be working the wedding for that price, okay?
Yeah, I don't think y'all gonna make it. Yeah. If he's officiating your wedding, like, I don't think it's gonna be blessed at all. Like, even the delivery.
I don't think the universe is gonna bless that day.
I looked up the church on that.
I myself have been ordained before.
Really?
I was supposed to perform the wedding of our girl that's coming up this week, Vanessa Fraction.
Mm. Wow.
I was supposed to do her wedding, but my touring schedule wouldn't allow it. Wow. So anybody can get ordained. Bootsy ain't done nothing big. $75,000 for a little bit. For $75,000, I'm on Jay-Z.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
How much would you charge, Lunel, to officiate somebody's wedding? How much would you charge?
You know, $50.
Oh, okay.
I'm a cheap thing. It's for love. I'm not going to pimp you during your... The wedding costs enough.
Right.
I'm not going to pimp you. You know, I mean, I do other stuff to make money. I'm not going to pimp you at your wedding.
No, nice.
That's
very nice.
I would do it.
That's sweet.
But now the reception. I'm going to stick it to you at the reception.
Hey, do y'all want me to, look, just to like, keep it real crazy.
Call Boosie.
Do you want me to call Boosie and see what's going on?
What's that phone number? What's that phone number?
Where's that number? Okay, hey, someone read that to me.
225.
225.
287.
287. 80. All right, I'm going to call it right now.
Rob Lee.
Oh, hello? Hey, Boosie, it's Lunel.
Oh!
Yeah, the comedian. How are you?
Get out of here.
No.
Okay, no.
Is that But still.
That's hilarious. All right, up next, Tiffany Haddish, the Colombian common doppelganger. We'll explain after the break.
Doppelganger.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, looks like Tiffany Haddish is taking her breakup with Common with ease. She surfaced online in a selfie with another man and a hilarious message attached. She wrote, "Does anyone know who this guy is? I met him in Colombia, and I can't remember his name. He just looks so common." Number one, is she throwing shade at Common, or do you think this guy really looks like Common?
He looks a little bit like Common, but he looks broke.
How do you look broke?
I mean, that actually makes him more common.
He looks like he has no money. So he looks like Common, but he's like broke Common.
Okay.
So.
And also, by the way, Tiffany, it's Colombia, C-O-L-O.
Hi, Colombia.
Not Colombia, unless it's South Carolina.
That's two different kinds of Colombian gold. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Glad I can see.
The shade. What was that shade?
I think so.
Yeah. Totally. I mean, yes.
That's just Tiff. She's making a joke. I don't know.
No, but she's a woman. That was shade, honey. I'm riding with you. I'm riding with you, Tiff. I love you, Common. Listen, call me.
But Lunette, you think she was hurt? I thought the relationship ended amicably. You think she was hurt with Common?
I mean, but she's a comedian. Cool. She's gonna throw some little, you know, like little joints in there to make people laugh at the end of the day. Like, I mean, I don't think it's no harm, no foul.
Well, yeah.
Common ain't laughing at him. He's glad he got rid of him.
You think he got rid of her? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. How you know who got rid of who?
We don't know. Really? All right, moving on. John Legend is keeping good on his promise to his baby girl, Luna. So John got a tattoo designed on his body by his five-year-old and vowed to get the tattoo. Well, after he was previously called out by his wife, Chrissy Teigen, for not doing it earlier this month, so he decided to do it. Check it out. Wow.
So cute.
I think it's precious. I think it's cute, y'all.
Yeah, it's precious and cute for about 2 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You ain't got no kids.
I got no kids.
Right,
no.
So all the parents of Frida Slewdell, HK, would you get a tattoo drawn on your body by your kids?
Hell no, my kids can't draw. Okay.
Yep.
I mean, you got four kids. I got three kids. That's a lot of tattoos. I mean,
you'll look
guys,
like you
do y'all not have
surgery.
Refrigerators? That's where kids' drawings go. They go on the refrigerator, not on your skin.
Baby, I'm going to have to break up with you because we don't see eye to eye.
Oh, come on, Lunel.
No. Yeah, I would. I mean, I don't have one, so I'm not trying to have four kids worth of scribble on my body. But the one, yes, I would definitely get the tattoo. I think he will not regret it. Mm-hmm. I think it's a cute thing and makes the kid know that daddy suffered for me just like Jesus.
But your daughter's grown. Like, we're talking about like a four-year-old doodle.
Even had she done it, then I would have done it.
You would have done it?
Yeah.
I'd do it too when I have a baby.
Yeah. I have a 7-year-old. Yeah. I'm not doing it. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. My kids got to step their art game up before I even, like, I don't even let that stuff be on the fridge.
They'll get on that face and make you look like Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
And who wants to look like that?
Okay, so what do you get the person who's always on their phone? Well, something for their phone, of course. And we got the perfect gift that will make every TikTok routine, FaceTime call, Zoom meeting, and vlog making a whole lot easier and interesting. It's the 2-pack iJoy Chase Face Object Tracking Robots. Just place the phone in a slot for a hands-free experience and use the app.
Now, I hear the Chase Robot cell phone holder has intuitive face and object tracking. So everywhere, honey, I move, the phone will follow, honey. Now, that's how I like my men. Oh, good?
And you know what else, Gary? It's compatible with most cell phones. And because this deal comes with two robots, you can gift multiple people on your gift list.
Oh, honey, I'm sold. How much?
Well, usually the 2-pack Chase robots have been seen as high as $50. But for our Dish Nation viewers, the 2-pack is only $19.
Oh.
Go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, up next, would you choose love over OnlyFans? Well, that's today's Dish Debate. We'll get into that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, everyone. It's time for Dish Debate. All right, right, so social media baddie and rapper Ruby Rose hopped on Twitter and posed a question to everyone in the Twitter sphere. She asked, would you date a girl with an OnlyFans account? Now, some men were with it, saying as long as she's not showing that thing for minimum wage and making a cool living off of it, then it's cool. Others were not having it regardless of the payday. What's your take, everyone? Would you date someone who sold exclusive content on OnlyFans?
I mean, it depends on the level of exclusive content, because, like, there's people on OnlyFans, like, cooking. You know what I mean? But, like, if you want to show in the center of your universe, nah, it's a deal breaker for me, dog.
And where do you draw the line in terms of, like, what's getting exposed?
Well, here's where you draw the line. As a person who is about to launch an OnlyFans.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yes, I am, but it's for my feet.
Oh, you got an OnlyFans?
You know what I'm saying?
Can we see your feet now?
You want me to?
I want to see your feet now.
I want to see them too.
Let's see. She's talking about her feet. Let's see her feet.
Here they go.
Oh, no. Look at you.
We can see them.
No, we really.
Oh, yeah. Let's see them.
Can you taste them?
She got cute feet, Chewy.
Wow.
Hey,
guys. For Dish Nation, fans only, a limited time. Lunel's toes.
Yeah.
$5 per toe.
Yes.
All five.
This is not a game.
I'm really impressed, Lunel. She got her leg all the way up there.
Flexible, honey.
Man, Lunel, your DMs are about to blow up with the fit people, man.
Well, I know. That's why I'm going to get to OnlyFans.
This story involves a lot of dishes. So a waitress out of Arkansas was fired after getting a $4,000 tip. How sway, you might ask?
Wow.
Well, the waitress, Ryan Brandt, worked a dinner party with over 40 people, and each guest paid it forward by gifting her $100 each. Well, after getting the huge tip, Ryan was informed by the restaurant management that she would only take home 20% of this tip. And she was asked to fork over the remainder of the cash so that the other waitresses who didn't lift a finger to help could get a couple $100. But she refused, so she was fired. So what do y'all think? I mean, should she have shared her tip?
Yeah, no. She should have shared it. That's her coworker. You're supposed to share with your coworker. But I wouldn't have told all what I got.
But Gary, a lot of times you have to report what you get at the end of the night, right?
First of all, I quit. Okay? Right. I'm taking my bread with me. And I'm obviously an excellent service, so I can get another job.
Right.
I'm not going to share because it's hard out here in these streets right now.
Yes, it is.
Agreed.
I definitely wouldn't have shared that money because, like, you had to put in so much work in order to get that. And everybody didn't put in that level
Nobody
of work.
Helped.
I understand sharing on a regular night when everybody's just tipping regular.
Yeah.
She
right.
put in that work and made a hell of
she
an impression. And her friends, not so much. So
but
they
we
need
are
to run
a
her
team.
Change.
We are a team. If we're a team, we should be a team.
You can be a team tomorrow.
If we give Jesus 10%, she got 20, she still came out ahead.
Gary, Lunel had her foot out like 5 minutes ago. We can't bring Jesus into this now.
Jesus left the building a long time ago.
He has not.
Coming up next is 47 years too long to wait for a piece of that cookie. The real world LA OG John Brennan doesn't think so, and we'll get into that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, guys, listen up. It's about to get extra real. The Real World OGs are back. The cast from back in 1993 reunited for the Real World Homecoming Los Angeles, and a conversation led towards John Brennan, revealing that this man doesn't plan on getting married and that he's still a virgin at 47 years old.
What?
Oh, at 47! We've done gone past the 40-year-old virgin. Castmate Tammy Roman jumped in on it, asked if he was okay leaving the world without getting any, and John said that's not a priority at this point in his life, at 47 years on God's green earth.
His forearms must be the size of this desk, yo.
My man's Popeye out there.
My man's like this, like, But do you guys just think he's doing this and saying this for the camera so he can get it thrown at him even more?
Maybe.
That is a diabolical play, because people will see that as a challenge, and they're going to be throwing it at him.
Yeah, sneaky like that.
So I've never had sex.
Yeah. Chewy's never had sex.
I've never had sex, so DM me.
Chewy is a virgin, lady.
If there's anyone out there who wants to help Chewy.
His name is Chewy.
Get crazy DMs.
I know that's right.
Bam, at the Grove. Bam.
I had the Grove. Is that your spot?
At Sprouts, bam. Trader Joe's, bam.
Sprouts.
Come on, man.
Not in Sprouts. Don't mess up the vegetables.
47-year-old virgin.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it.
If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.